Organic. It's an interesting word, isn't it? And we are seeing it growing more and more on our products that we're buying, which is fair enough because I think it's fair to say we're all getting a little bit more environmentally conscious these days. A simple stroll through the supermarket aisles and you'll see little tree icons and words such as green, environmentally friendly and organic. Companies put those signs on their products to let us know that they too are jumping on the Enviro bandwagon, often with a price hike. But the buyer should be aware, and the buyer should beware. These claims are often misleading. Companies are caught red-handed. This week, the ACCC forced 7 makers of bottled water to drop the organic tag from their products. Joining me this morning is the principal of TM Organics, Tim Marshall. G'day, Tim. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Welcome to...
So water can't be organic.
No.
Is that right?
No, that's correct. The products were labelled organic, but they were not certified organic because the organic standards have not permitted the label to be applied to anything that is not of an agricultural origin. So water clearly doesn't come from a plant or an animal and therefore cannot be organic.
I see. Gee, this is a tough one because I would have thought if anything was organic, it would be water, the whole source of life in the first place.
It may be natural, it may be pure, but it can't be organic because it doesn't come from an agricultural process.
It's not produced agriculturally.
Yeah.
Okay. This has been an education process for many of us, including myself, I must admit. I've seen the word organic used on many products, and some I have questioned, but I've never questioned it on water. So that explains that. We have a growing trend towards organic products, but as I said earlier, Tim, perhaps the word is not being used appropriately in some cases.
Well, I do believe that the organic certification has a high level of trustworthiness. As it happens, we have seen this week another product that was identified that did bear a certification label and actually contained an ingredient that was not permitted. But I do believe that organic certification has a higher level of trust than most other labels. And that trust is based on the fact that it's generally pretty good.
Okay. What has to happen in order for a producer to use the word organic?
Firstly, they make an application in which they make some claims that they're aware of what the standards involve and that their products are genuinely organic. And then they receive inspections. Usually that's more than one inspection, although for manufactured products it may be based on a single inspection. For farmers, it's based on at least 2 inspections before they can wear a label that says that they're converting to organic, and it's probably 4 or 5 inspections before they reach the full organic label.
All right, and the use of chemicals and fertilizers, etc. That has that got to be at a minimum, or just totally not used at all?
Well, it's there are a list of organic fertilizers and organic chemicals that are permitted in the standard, in just about every case, those products are straight from nature. There are 1 or 2 exceptions to that. For instance, we do allow the manufacturers of organic wine to use a little bit of sulfur dioxide in their wine.
Mm. Is that for preservative reasons, like keeping the thing alive? Or?
Well, it is for preservative reasons, but look, without prejudicing the people who really like no sulfur in their wine, it does change greatly the nature of the product. And many of us don't really like the taste of wine that's made without sulfur dioxide. All wines, by the way, have a little bit of sulfur dioxide in them because it's naturally produced during the winemaking process.
Yeah, and a news story this morning talks about sausages, organic sausages. Have you heard of that?
Yes, no, certainly that was the story that I mentioned, that we have seen a product this week which was not compliant with the standard. The manufacturer here, probably without knowing the details, has made a really serious error, and it is cause for the certification agency to have a very good look at what happened in these circumstances, to remove the label immediately, and then to look both at the practices of the manufacturer and at their own certification processes or inspection processes to see what went wrong.
In this case, as I understand, it was a preservative they were using.
Yes, it was that preservative, the same one we were just mentioning, sulfur dioxide, which is permitted in organic wine, but in no other organic products. And in this case, according to Choice magazine, it was used. So I think clearly there are, you know, there are people who get products through the system every now and again, either by making accidental additions of products or by trying to cheat on the system. I do believe that that is fairly rare, and the reason for that is that the inspection processes are so thorough that most cheats would actually look at what's going on and say, look, there's too high a likelihood that I'm going to get caught. In fact, it's really disappointing when they are caught and not by the system itself, but by an external agency, as happened in this case. And it is a reason why it would be good to see some legislation from the government that actually addressed this issue of what we can call organic. At the moment, the system is a voluntary compliance system.
So they're not technically breaking any law, because the law doesn't really exist other than through an understanding.
They're breaking the normal consumer laws that say fairly strongly in Australia, you shall not lie to your customers. But there is no specific legislation in Australia which actually takes up the definition of organic. And the industry, I think, by and large, would like to see that.
Yeah, well, you're a part of that industry. You have your own company, TM Organics, and you're often used as a spokesperson for the Organic Federation of Australia. And I can understand the passion that you and others would have. But why is this so important?
Well, it's important because firstly, there are people like myself who are very passionate about the industry, but there are also other consumers who rely on that certification for health reasons. There are people with serious allergies to some products, for instance, and they really need to be able to trust that label.
Yeah, that's a good point, because if indeed that is the case, you do search the aisles of the shops pretty carefully to look at the list of products to make sure there's nothing in there that would actually harm you. So it's a pretty important label to put on there, that things are organic. Are we growing as an organic producer of organic product in Australia?
Yes, the industry continues to grow, and most of us who visit supermarkets would see the evidence of that in the supermarket lines. There's also significant export of organic product from Australia, and much more potential for export, especially to Asia. Interestingly, the range of products that's available with an organic label is expanding quite rapidly. And especially at the moment, we're seeing a lot of non-food products, so the cosmetics and those sorts of things.
Yes. We just recently received the Australian Organic Market Report. Is that something that's a sort of an annual audit?
At this stage, it happens every 2 years. So every 2 years, the industry tries to have a look at itself and see what's going on, where the areas of growth are, for instance.
Yeah. After we finish with you, Tim, we're going to be talking about a farmer's market that's alive and well in the southeast here. And we're talking about organic products. There are other matters on the shelf as well, other products there as well. But we're talking about organic wood. And going on your definition of what's organic, that would indeed, even though it's a natural product in itself, it is something that is produced. So, agriculturally?
Yes, there is an international system called Forest Product Certification, but it is also because timber is can be produced on an organic farm, it is possible that you can see an organic label on a timber product, yes.
All right, so you would like to see some legislation come in that insists that people who call themselves organic have got the certificates to prove it?
That's the case, and we would like to see that legislation actually have a definition of organic. That's correct.
Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Tim Marshall, Principal of TM Organics and a spokesperson for the Organic Federation of Australia.